You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Kashif Zaman on the line, and he's Chief Consultant over at Pivot and also SVP of Strategy and Consulting over at Confiz. Kashif, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
All right, so excited to get today's topic. So we're going to talk about direct-to-consumer digital retail. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at Pivot. Tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
So Pivot is a change management consulting firm. My focus is on, moving the companies from where they are today and unlocking their future by systematically changing. So in that area, we focus on smart technologies like artificial intelligence, machine learning, and so forth. We have a big focus on customer data management, but one of our biggest area focuses, direct to consumer retail. Most of our clients are, brands who are trying to cut the middleman and sell to the customer directly, and so we help them with that strategy.
And I think that's a great transition. So I do want to get into today's topic. So direct-to-consumer digital retail. I mean, speaking of pivoting, I mean, a lot of change going on right now. Where do you want to start with this one?
Absolutely. So one thing I would say is direct-to-consumer retail, when a brand is going to the market, that to me is not e-commerce. E-commerce is a general transactional idea. You come in, you find your product, you pay, and you go. So retailer would want customers to become their customer and shop from them regardless of which brand they buy. While when a brand sells to the customer, that's a very different proposition. So we don't see direct to consumers or D2C as a retail or e-commerce only opportunity. What we see is direct to consumer is your chance from being a product brand to becoming an experience brand, because you actually control, you have a control over the transaction and every touch point before and after the sales. So that's a very different proposition. So from a strategy standpoint, the last thing you want to do is try to replicate what e-commerce in general does. So in other words, there is no point in a brand having another product details page with another add to cart button and really compete with every retail channel partner on price. That's the last thing we want to do. So, there are different strategies and approaches that you can take in order to go to market directly in a very, very different way so that you are not competing with retail.
No, I love it. And I think that distinction that you made is some people may not have caught it. So it sounds like a nuance, but it's not. It's a very, very big distinction. Because number one, especially when you think about, the big, big sites like your Amazon or your Shopify or something like that. Well, maybe not Shopify, but Amazon.
Yeah.
So for example, I sell books on Amazon, right? I use their printing services, other things. I don't own that data. I don't own those customers. Those are Amazon's customers. So that's a whole different thing. So for me to compete with Amazon to sell the same book that I'm selling there, it's not necessarily, I love the way you said that. There's no point. Like, I have to create an experience. I have to create something completely different if I'm going to directly to the consumer.
Absolutely. And I think one of the ways to look at, when you're selling at different channels, including Amazon or offline channels. The fact is that you don't necessarily control your own destiny entirely. And direct to consumer is a movement towards being able to control your own destiny by having the direct access to your customers. I think that's a game changer in a way. So when you're thinking about, you're a brand, you sell at, let's say, Walmart and Amazon and everywhere. And when you start your own website and you try to sell there, and you don't see the revenue coming in, in the early stages, it's not as important. I think the value of the monetary value of the data that you will collect is actually part of the equation. And if you look at it that way, you know, it becomes very clear on how important going direct to the market is. Even if it's 5% of your sales, it's 100% of the data that you are getting. And I think that applies to the rest of the 95% in the marketplace that you will use. So knowing how to use that data that you're collecting through your own e-commerce site is probably the most important part, because you will apply that towards all of the channels.
I love it. And just to be clear for everybody listening, this isn't just for the small guys or the small companies. This is for everybody. I'll give you an example. So think about like the celebrities out there now, like the big, big stars that are doing like text messaging, right? Like they have all these text services and things. So it's all, you go on their pages and it says, text me. Why? Because they want to be able to sell their own tickets. They don't want to be on handcuffs by MasterCard or not MasterCard, by Ticketmaster or all the other big conglomerates. They want to be able to send out a text message to all of their fans directly through their own platform to sell their own tickets. So even they want their own data. So the biggest stars in the world want it. So if you're out there listening and don't get what Kashif's saying, you better listen to this one again, because it's huge. I don't know about the number that you mentioned about the 5% of this, but I do understand the idea of the life cycle of the customer, and I'm like, oh man, it's big time. So Kashif, where do you find people kind of go wrong going down this path? Because it is new for some people. Some people, they've never heard this concept, so maybe you can help them alleviate some of the pitfalls they're going to run into.
Yeah, I think the most common thing that happens is that, it starts with the idea of, we need to have our own website, we need to sell online. And then we try to find the fastest, quickest way to do that. We get one of those Shopify or, BigCommerce or any of those platforms. And I think the mistake we end up making is we create a generic experience. You know, you have the same categorization of your products and you get to the same product details page. You have the same descriptions that you have on Amazon or anywhere else. So basically, we've taken all the variables out, and now we are competing on price. I think the opportunity for direct-to-consumer is to really offer help, shopping help, decision help to the user in a way that nobody else can ever offer. Even people who are buying on Amazon should have to come to your website to research, and if they do, the experience is valuable to them in terms of helping with the decision that it gets you to the right product, and that's why you buy there. That's one of the reasons. And there's so many different reasons you can be exclusive. You can be, away from the retail channels. Certain things that Amazon would never be able to do because that's a template. They have the same type of experience for every brand. But what you can do is you can be very different. You can help with the decision-making process for the shopping.
Now that's so exciting.
One thing I was going to say, the other thing is post-purchase experience. You know, you do not control the post-purchase after the purchase, what happens. You know, you don't control that when you buy from Amazon. In fact, that's not your shopper right now. They just bought a product and you have no idea. But once they buy from your own website, now you have a whole different opportunity of what you want to do with that customer after purchase.
Now that's awesome. So Kashif, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about your work or to connect with you, I mean, what's the best way for them to reach out and learn more?
Well, absolutely. My company, consulting company, Pivot, it's Pivot with a Y, P-I-V-Y-T. And why it signifies the idea of you know, start with why. You know, Simon Sinek is a big inspiration to me, and, you know, the idea of, you know, really pivoting around your why. You never want to change why you do what you do, but you want to change what you do. And I think it's always a good idea to stick to your core principles and your values and your beliefs, and then change what you want to do. So that's a process that we would take our company through and help our clients with. So you can always visit pivyc.co and reach me there.
Fantastic. Well, Kashif, it's been awesome having you on the show today. Really appreciate you sharing more about all the great work you're doing over at Pivot and all the tips that you gave to the listeners and myself and to the audience. As always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review in the Apple iTunes store, and if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I mean, love to know what kind of things and projects you're working on. And Kashif, thanks again for coming on the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Thank you.